Good morning. Light snow or a rain snow mix fell steadily overnight across interior New York and New England, most of the higher terrain waking up with at least a couple of inches of snow on the ground, while valley locations picked up a coating up to 2 inches with temperatures hovering right around freezing. So a little bit of a sloppy morning drive, snow covered in a few spots, especially across the higher terrain, with other locations just wet roadways, especially in the mid and lower Hudson valleys and the Connecticut Valley. We'll continue to see wet snow persist early this morning, with an additional inch or two possible, especially across the higher terrain as a storm system scoots off to our south and south of Long Island out over the open Atlantic during the day. The result will be drier weather through the afternoon, although a few scattered rain and snow showers will still be possible as temperatures climb into the upper 30s on average for afternoon highs. Skies will remain partly cloudy tonight as lows drop back into the 20s. On Wednesday, we'll start out dry with partly sunny skies, and temperatures will climb to the mid and upper 30s by lunchtime. Then we'll track an Arctic front into and through the region. We'll have some light snow showers or a couple of squalls come through with the front. The wind will then flip around to the west-northwest, and temperatures will start to drop back through the 30s. It could be a little bit of tricky travel during the course of the late afternoon Wednesday for the busy travel time. Otherwise, temperatures will drop off into the 20s and even into the teens by late Wednesday night. On Thanksgiving morning, readings will start off averaging around 10 above zero, then only recover into the upper teens and lower 20s with a stiff northwest wind. On Friday, we'll lose the wind and we'll gain more sunshine, but still very cold for this time of year with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Right now, it looks like the next chance of rain or rain and snow will not be till the end of the weekend on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a shot of colder air will follow behind this current system's cold front, but a second and stronger cold front will move in from Canada tomorrow, bringing accumulating snow to the upper Great Lakes and some of the coldest air of the season to the eastern third of the country. Average high temperature departures across the lower Ohio Valley into the Great Lakes will range 10 to 20 degrees below normal tomorrow, with similar anomalies spreading into the northern mid-Atlantic and here in the northeast for Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility with light snow, 16 degrees, and a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility with light snow and fog, 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 10 below zero at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, upper 40s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain and snow, upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with snow showers, then clearing and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 40 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 36, that's 3 degrees below normal. 6/100ths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 9/10ths of an inch of snow. That brings the monthly total to 7.3 inches, which is 6.2 inches above normal. And with 7.3 inches for the season, that's 5.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1991, and the record low, 6 in 1986. Sunrise this morning 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:28 p.m. 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers and perhaps some rain showers today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow and rain showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, lows in the lower 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow and rain showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow and rain showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered snow showers possible in the afternoon, becoming windy, midday highs in the mid and upper 30s, then temperatures will drop. On Thanksgiving Day, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and frigid, upper teens and lower 20s, overnight lows near 0 to 10 above on Thursday night and Friday morning, mostly sunny Friday afternoon, but remaining cold, middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds Saturday with rain developing at night, highs near 40. More rain showers in the morning Sunday, then dry, lower 40s, and another chance of snow or rain on Monday in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.